ismaamulka gobolka Mombasa ayaa waxa uu ka mid yahay meelaha ardaydu ay sida wanaagsan ay u soo xadareen fasalka koowaad ee dugsiga sare sanadkan 2023ka. Agaasimaha guud ee wasaaradda waxbarashada ee ismaamulka gobolka Mombasa, Bita Magiri, ayaa waxa uu sheegay in ardayda isku diiwaan gelisay inay fariistaan galaaska koowaad ee dugsiga sare ay 78% ay gaarayaan ilaa iyo maalinta jimcadaana ay soo xadiri doonaan galaasyada. Isagoo warbaahinta kula hadlayay magaalada Mombasa ayaa waxa uu sheegay in sababta keentay in tirada ardayda ku biireysa galaaska koowaad ee dugsiga sare ay tahay in ay arday badan ay heleen deeqo dhinaca waxbarashada ay ka heleen qaar ka mid ah hay'adaha maaliyadda iyo qaar ka mid ah ururada aan dawliga ahayn ee NGO-yada, taas oo uu sheegay in waalidiin badan ay heleen caawinaad dhinaca dhaqaalaha.
Na wamepewa kuripoti mpaka 13th. And well, sitaki kusema kwa lakini unajua Wakenya wengi wanafanya mambo the last minute. So we have every reason to believe that our form ones are going to report. Because hii ni serikali wito wake ni lazima kila mtoto aende skuli. 100% transition. So wale watakuwa wamereport by 13th. Ndiyo tutashikana sasa na national government ngao. Tunaenda mop up. Kuyenda tukiingia shule kama hii Ambaraki tunamuuliza watoto wale walifanya mtihani hapa na wako wapi, because ni responsibility pia ya mwalimu mkuu wa primary ajue na afuatilie watoto wake wako wapi. Tukijua hivyo, basi kazi yetu ni kwenda nje na kuwaleta kwa mashule.
Hadalkiisa ayaa isagoo sii wata Bita Magiri, agaasimaha wasaaradda waxbarashada ee ismaamul goboleedka Mombasa, iyadana iskuulada sare ee dowladdu ay leedahay ku yaala ismaamul goboleedka Mombasa ay gaarayaan 53 iskuul, iyadana iskuuladaasi ay qaadi karaan oo kaliya 8,000 oo arday.
Tulikuwa na wanafunzi kama 12,600 ambao walifanya mtihani wa KCP. 40% yao awange kuwa accommodated kwa mashule yetu ya Mombasa capacity. Kwa hivyo utapata wengi wamepata mashule ya nje ya Mombasa, na sasa mashule ya ile ya Marasi ama boarding schools. Mpaka sasa hata kama wengi wamekuja, wengine wamekuja kusema wabadilishiwe huko, wanaenda ni mbali, wale kule wanaenda ni kuna Palindi, kuna hiyo yote. Lakini uzuri ni kwamba wale wafadhili, kwa sababu wengi wame misa ya kwamba wanataka kufadhili watoto ambao wanaenda shule za Marasi, wamewaambia wanawafadhili kwa mashule yale wameitwa.
Saumu Awad oo kamida hooyooyinka ardaydu ay u fariisanayeen iskuulka Jangamo ee ku yaala magaalada Mombasa ayaa waxa ay sheegtay in waqti adag ay waalidintu ay soo mareen.
Mimi ni mkazi wa Mikindani staff area. Mimi ni guardian, nimeleta wanafunzi. Lakini changamoto ni wanafunzi wengi sana wameleta school fees nusu, ambao kwa na suppose lipe 7,000. Mlipia mtoto asome, maisha ni yao bwana. Maisha sasa ni magumu, mimi yangu shakusha. Sasa wao wasome, pate kazi, tuangalie sisi baadaye.
Muhammad Abdi Bautan, warbaahinta Star, magaalada Mombasa.